Shalom, Shaul Dog here for the Yeshuan Radio Network. I would like to introduce you to some of our homegrown teachers and hosts who are featured on this network. We have Shoshana Swan with Chavra. We have Pastor Jim Morgan with the Out of Babylon radio program. Also, the new Oyen Town with your hosts Christopher Fredrickson and JJ Rocks. We also have Paul Neeson with the Torah Life Show. And then there's yours truly with the Messianic Jewish Moment. All kinds of different styles and teachings for every learning level. New lessons are added weekly, so be sure to keep coming back. And we thank you for listening to the Yeshuan Radio Network, where people can be delivered and not deceived.
This is Pastor Jim with Passion for Truth Ministries on the Yeshuan Radio Network.
Yo, 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 what's up, boy chicks? This is Jay Wizzle, and yes, you are listening to True Jew Radio. Turn up that dial as I have another hot track called Yeshua on the Radio with Aviyah Cohen and my baby Jew, Sharon Wilbur. And yes, it's hotter than that fresh holla right out of the oven. So stay tuned and turn it up. Holla.
Listen up, it's Yeshua on the Radio. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, if you didn't know. Prophesy in the Word, He is Yah's Son. Want eternal life? He's saving everyone who repents.
Listen up, it's Yeshua on the Radio. Turn it up, it's Yeshua on the Radio.
Everywhere, all around, things are getting strange. End of times, Antichrist telling you change. All that money that you got can't buy you truth. 'Cause it's free for the old and for the youth. That's right, come on.
Listen up, it's Yeshua on the Radio.
Do you know where you go, wing, when you die? Really think you're coming back as a butterfly? No, nice try. Open up the Word and then you will see. The way, truth, and life for you and me. That's right, come on.
Listen up, it's Yeshua on the Radio. E-O-O-O-O-O-O-O. Turn it up, it's Yeshua on the Radio. Listen up, it's Yeshua on the Radio. Oh-oh, the Radio. Turn it up, yeah, Yeshua on the Radio.
Yeshua says in John 4:24, Yehovah is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must worship him in truth, since his word is truth. We must worship him according to his word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 14:6, Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Here Yehovah is telling us that everything we do in worship, we must have Yehovah's divine approval. Truth is not arbitrary. Truth for one person is the same as truth for the next. Yehovah has not spoken in unclear ways. Ecclesiastes 3:14, I know that whatever God does will last forever. There is nothing to add or subtract from it, and God has done it so that people will fear him. Yehovah has specified in scriptures the acceptable way he is to be worshipped. He is not to be worshipped according to the evil and vain imaginations and devices of men. Yehovah spoke in Exodus 32, verse 8, "So quickly they have turned aside from the way I ordered them to follow." Matthew 15, Yeshua speaking to the leaders, "You hypocrites! Yeshayahu was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. Their worship of me is useless because they teach man-made rules as if they were doctrines." 1 Timothy 6, 3-5. "If anyone teaches differently and does not agree to the sound precepts of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah and to the doctrine that is keeping with godliness, he is swollen with conceit and understands nothing. Instead, he has a morbid desire for controversies and word battles, out of which come jealousy, dissension, insults, and evil suspicions, constant wrangling among people whose minds no longer function properly, and who have been deprived of the truth, so that they imagine that religion is a road to riches." Whatever is not commanded in Scripture in our worship to Yehovah is forbidden if we are to worship Yehovah in truth. Yehovah is not obligated to accept our worship just because we offer it to him. We dare not substitute what we want for what Yehovah has commanded if we want to please him and go to heaven. Revelation 22, verse 8 and 9. "Then I, Yochanan, the one hearing and seeing these things, when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel showing them to me. But he said, 'Don't do that. I'm only a fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and the people who obey the words in this book. Worship God.' There are many who think it really doesn't matter what we believe or do in religion, just as long as we're sincere and follow our conscience. But if it doesn't really matter what you believe, then it doesn't matter if you believe at all. This is absurd." 1 Corinthians 1:17. "For the Messiah did not send me to immerse, but to proclaim the good news, and to do it without relying on wisdom," in quotes, "that consists of mere rhetoric, so as to not rob the Messiah's execution stake of its power." The philosophy that exalts our conscience above the word of Yehovah makes our conscience the only guide and ignores what Yehovah says in scriptures. This philosophy originated with man and not with Yehovah. This is telling Yehovah we are going to worship him the way we choose, and we don't really care what he has to say. Every man then becomes his own authority, thereby eliminating the authority of Yehovah and the scriptures. This attitude must greatly hurt the one who gave his life for us. Again, we hear in Matthew 15, "Their worship of me is useless because they teach man-made rules as if they were doctrines." Jeremiah 17:9 tells us we cannot go by our conscience because the heart is more deceitful than anything else and mortally sick, and who can fathom it? Many people want to do what they think is best and what seems right. We're warned not to do this in Proverbs 14:12. "There is a way that seems right to a man, but at its end is the way of death." According to what Yehovah says, we can lose our soul by doing what seems right in our own eyes. 2 Peter 1:19. "Yes, we have the prophetic word made very certain. You will do well to pay attention to it as a light shining in a dark, murky place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." Yehovah's word is no longer our guide and has been replaced with creed books, disciplines, manuals, confessions, and Strong's Concordance. Men want to do things their way and as it seems right in their own eyes. Please consider the consequences of being deceived by error. What a pity it will be to stand before Yehovah on Judgment Day having been fooled into accepting the unlawful religions of the denominational world. What a terrible fate to believe error to be truth, only to be lost for all of eternity. The philosophy of doing what seems right in our eyes has vastly altered the way people attempt to worship Yehovah. They rationalize that Yehovah will accept it. People can rationalize away about anything they want if they work at it hard enough and long enough, and this is because of people worshiping Yehovah in ignorance. Ephesians 4:18, their intelligence has been shrouded in darkness, and they are estranged from the life of God because of the ignorance in them, which in turn comes from resisting Yehovah's will. The average person in religious matters takes many things for granted. He finds religious groups practicing something, and he decides that what the majority does must be right and acceptable to Yehovah. The Bible says the majority of people are going to be eternally lost. Yeshua says in Matthew 7:13 and 14, "Always treat others as you would like them to treat you." That sums up the teaching of the Torah and the prophets. Go in through the narrow gate, for the gate that leads to destruction is wide and the road broad, and many travel it. But it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So we don't want to depend on the majority to determine what is right for us and follow them. If we do, we will also end up being lost in the lake of fire. Revelation 19:20. But the beast was taken captive, and with it the false prophet, who in its presence had done the miracles which he had used to deceive those who had received the mark of the beast and those who had worshipped his image. The beast and the false prophet were both thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. Many people never stop to ask, is it scriptural, and is this what Yehovah wants? They believe that just any kind of worship they give will be acceptable to Yehovah. There's a lot of false teachings out there that are being passed off as the truth. The main reason for all the denominations that we see going on in the world today is man will not accept Yehovah's word as final authority. Man is going to do it his own way. Scriptures contain our only instructions on how to please Yehovah so we can go to our kingdom home. Yehovah has always told man how he is to be worshipped. Yehovah is the only one who has the right to determine how he is to be worshipped. He will only accept that which is in harmony with his prescribed will. Yehovah instructs us how to worship him acceptably through his word and scriptures. Ephesians 5:17. Don't be foolish, but try to understand what the will of God is. If we're the least bit concerned about where we will spend eternity, it is wise to know that the will of Yehovah is, so we can do it and be pleasing to him. We are accountable for what we believe and practice. Our eternal destiny hangs in the balance of how we treat his truth. In every age, Yehovah has specified how he is to be worshipped. 2 Peter 1:3. God's power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowing the One, capital O, who called us to his own glory and goodness. Psalm 95:7. For he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep in his care. If only today you will listen to his voice. John 10:1-3. Yes, indeed, I tell you, the person who doesn't enter the sheep pen through the door but climbs in some other way is a thief and a robber. But the one who goes in through the gate is the sheep's own shepherd. This is the one the gatekeeper admits, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep, each one by name, and leads them out. Yehovah has given to us all things we need to know that pertain to life and holiness so we can worship him acceptably in spirit and in truth. Yehovah has always made it plain and emphatic that the only worship that is acceptable to him is only that which is in accordance to his will. Worshipping Yehovah in spirit means with reverence, attentiveness, and having the right purpose of honoring Yehovah while understanding what we are doing. Hebrews 12:28-29. Therefore, since we have received an unshakable kingdom, let us have grace through which we may offer service that will please God with reverence and fear, for indeed our God is a consuming fire. Our worship must glorify Yehovah. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, Or don't you know that your body is a temple for the Ruach HaKodesh who lives inside you, whom you received from God? The fact is, you don't belong to yourselves, for you were bought at a price. So use your bodies to glorify God. In order to worship Yehovah in the right spirit, we must take time before worship to make ready our hearts and emotions so we will be in the proper frame of mind. Psalm 89:5-8. Let the heavens praise your wonders, Adonai, your faithfulness in the assembly of the angels. For who in the skies can be compared with Adonai? Which of these gods can rival Adonai, a god dreaded in the great assembly of the holy ones and feared by all around him? Adonai Elohe Zavaot, who is as mighty as you, Yah? Your faithfulness surrounds you. Our worship must show great reverence toward Yehovah. He is our creator, and he holds our eternal destiny in his hands. We must strive to please him. We should not have a rush or hurry to worship, arriving late, but should always plan to be there early enough so we can be in a worshipful attitude and spirit. Our mind must be ready, attentive, and alert. Concerning Passover, we are warned in 1 Corinthians 11:27. Therefore, whoever eats the Lord's bread or drinks the Lord's cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of desecrating the body and the blood of Yeshua. Our worship to Yehovah must be done in a worthy manner. It must be done in a manner that brings glory and honor. Continuing in verse 29 of 1 Corinthians 11, for a person who eats and drinks without recognizing the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. We must control our thoughts during periods of worship and not let them wander to other things. We should never be wishing the worship service would hurry up and be over so we can get to the restaurant early and not have to stand in line. In fact, we should be in the frame of mind that we are disappointed to see the worship service end. In showing reverence and respect to Yehovah, we will not be indifferent, inattentive, or taking lightly that which should be considered serious. Worship to Yehovah is holy. Our character in worship must also be holy. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. On the contrary, following the Holy One who called you, become holy yourselves in your entire way of life, which we know Peter's drawing on the Shema there. You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy might. 1 Peter 1 verse 16, since the Tanakh says, you are to be holy because I am holy. Worship which is insincere, that is, not from the heart, is vain, useless, and unacceptable to Yehovah. Yeshua says, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, in Mark 7, 6. And he's referring to Isaiah's words in chapter 29. Then Adonai said, because these people approach me with empty words and the honor they bestow on me is mere lip service, while in fact they have distanced their hearts from me and their fear of me is just a mitzvah of human origin. Reverence is not having a long face, folded hands, or a put-on look of piety. Worship is a time of joy for us. It's a time of offering thanks, adoration, love, praying, singing praises to Yehovah, feeding on his word, and proclaiming Yeshua to the world and partaking of Passover. Passover will be beginning in April the 19th and continue for 7 days until Monday the 25th of April. But from a believer's perspective, the holiday begins on the sunset of the previous day, so observing believers will celebrate Passover on the sunset of Monday, the 18th of April. Leviticus 23:5, were commanded, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, between sundown and complete darkness, comes Pesach for Adonai. Numbers 9:2-5. Let the people of Israel observe Pesach at its designated time. On the 14th day of this month at dusk, you are to observe it at its designated time. You are to observe it according to all its regulations and rules. Moshe told the people of Israel to observe Pesach. So they observed Pesach at dusk on the 14th day of the month in the Sinai Desert. The people of Israel acted in accordance with all that Adonai had ordered Moshe. Numbers 9:14. If a foreigner is staying with you and wants to observe Pesach for Adonai, he is to do it according to the regulations and rules of Pesach. You are to have the same law for the foreigner as for the citizen of the land. Deuteronomy 16:5. You may not sacrifice the Pesach offering in just any of the towns that Adonai your God is giving you. But at the place where Adonai your God will choose to have his name live, there is where you are to sacrifice the Pesach offering in the evening when the sun sets at the time of year that you came out of Egypt. I bring these verses up so that you have some reference to go by for commandments regarding Passover or Pesach, as you will hear in different circles. Pesach is the beginning of the festivals, the first one of the year, and after Pesach becomes the counting of the Omer, 50 days for the waving of the sheaf, and we'll get into that here later. I plan on getting into the feast again a little bit more. I did it some here a few weeks ago, but given it's the beginning of the holiday season, we'll be getting into that more deeper, because it seems like once they start, they don't quit, and it's so much fun. This will be my second Passover that I get to celebrate, and this time with an assembly, so it will be exceptionally joyful for myself. Adonai said to Moshe, "Speak to Aharon and his sons, and tell them this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, Yevarecha Adonai Yishberech V'yishmerecha Ye'er Adonai Panaf Eleka V'kuneka Yisa Adonai Panaf Eleka V'yasem Lecha Shalom." May Adonai bless you and keep you. May Adonai make his face shine on you and show you his favor. May Adonai lift his face up toward you and give you peace. In this way, they are to put Yehovah's name on the people of Israel, so that Yehovah will bless them.
Praise the name Yahweh, hallelujah. Our God is Yahweh, hallelujah. Praise the name Yahweh, hallelujah. Our God is Yahweh, hallelujah. The Lord is for his people. The Lord is on our side. If God be for us, then who stands against us? Yahweh is with us always. Praise the name Yahweh, hallelujah. Our God is Yahweh, hallelujah. Praise the name Yahweh, hallelujah. Our God is Yahweh, hallelujah. I am. Your name is excellent. Your name is holy, exalted, magnificent Lord. Praise your name, Yahweh, hallelujah. You reign as Yahweh, hallelujah. Praise your name, Yahweh.
Ah,
False doctrine. It's all gibberish. The Yeshuan Radio Network. Be delivered, not deceived.
You've got prayer.
Yeshuan Radio!